hold you long. We got a busy day on today, but we thank God for being able to be busy.
That's right.
Hallelujah. It could be on a different story. And so we're just thankful that God has blessed us. If you have your Bibles, we are going to share with you this morning out of the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 4. Those of you that was at Sunday school, you are very familiar with these passages.
Amen.
And for supporting scripture this morning, Romans 8 and 28, a very familiar passage. The Bible reads in Genesis 12, 1 through 4. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Based on our thinking, Genesis 12 and 4. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. We are to use a thought of subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought, when the Lord say move, it's time to move. When the Lord say move, it's time to move. We thank God this morning for being our God and for just being in the midst of us. And for that, we tell God thank you this morning. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done thus far. Because, Lord, I realized that I wouldn't have made it this far had it not been for the help of the Lord. And so we are grateful to God for being that God that we can always depend on. He is a mighty God. And he is worthy of all of our praises. We can't praise God enough for all that he has done. And every now and again, we ought to be glad to be able to give our God some thanks. Hallelujah. Somebody want to praise him this morning that are not able. But those of us that are able, we got to give God what we can while we can. And glorify his holy and his righteous name. God has and is good to all of us. And so we thank God for being that kind of God that we can always depend on. The Lord God truly is worthy. And so I thank God because had it not been for him, all of us would be most miserable. But because of him, we all have an opportunity to share the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. When the Lord say move, it's time to move. And so when we think about it, God is in control, but he gave us our own mind to do our own thinking. And because of that, we have to tell our God that everything is going to be all right. And I'm thankful that God has allowed us this place and this time. And because of that, we can't help but tell our God thank you. Sometimes when we get so much in a hurry, we fail to realize just how good God really is. And so when I think of that, I have to say that the Lord God is such an awesome God that we just don't understand his ways sometimes. There are times when we find ourselves searching for answers of this problem or that problem, but what a mighty God we serve this morning. When we're able to say that my God was there when I laid down last night, and thank God he touched me this morning, and I woke up with the blood still running warm in my vein. I woke up still being able to see out of these human eyes. I woke up being able to tell my God, thank you. I woke up this morning and was able to see that the sun had already risen. And so because of that, you ought to have a mind to tell God, thank you. That there's somebody that is laying there in the bed right now. Don't even know whether it's night or whether it's day. Some of them don't even know that they're yet still amongst the living. But if you have just a portion of health or strength, you owe your God a praise. What a blessing it is this morning that we are together again, basing in the glory of God. And we continue in worship, thanking him for this 6 month of the year. In the midst of all, God is still worthy to be praised. Even in a time such as this, as this when nothing can be ruled out, let us be constant in prayer that our God will continue to do what he does for us. I want to thank God this morning for his angels that he has dispatched to sort of watch over us and to make sure that everything is going as he would have it to go. But we got to understand that as God watches over us, he sees everything, he hears everything, he understands everything. Now, there are some things that we like to think that we have knowledge of, but there are some things that we got to understand, we got to yield to the Spirit of Christ. We got to yield to the word of God. We got to not have our own mind made up, but we got to let God be in our mind and in our heart so that we will be able to hear him one day say, well done. Now, I had a chance, and the Lord has been so good that God will bless us. And I want you to know that when God blesses you, you ought to move past emotions and feelings. The Lord, you ought to know that God will bless you beyond and your flesh, and know that God will touch your very soul. That there are those of us, we like to be sort of made to feel good, but we got to understand that how can you feel good if you don't know who God is? My soul, I realized that I was typing last night, and you know, it's amazing how this modern stuff works for our good, and sometimes it works for our bad. I got finished typing out my outline, and all of a sudden, I got ready to print, and everything was gone. I said, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. I sat there 15, 20 minutes trying to get it back, couldn't find it nowhere. I tell you, they got a whole lot of little secret holes in them computers. And that message just jumped up, went in a hole, and I couldn't dig it out. I was like, oh, Lord, it felt so good. You know how sometimes you get the vibes going, and I had the gospel music playing, and everything was just working, and I was feeling good about it. Then I lost it. But I thank God that I didn't lose it in here. I thank God that it still was in my mind. So when I did it all over again, I didn't do it like I did it, but I got what I got. And so you're going to get what I got. And so whatever it is, you don't know what was on the other page. And I don't either now. Life can bring about some changes. It don't matter how well intent you are. There always can be something that will come in and throw a wrench in it. And I went on and I claimed the fact, even in the midst of that, because it was going so good, I claimed the fact that we were going to have a good time this morning. I claimed the fact that no matter what your neighbor came to do, I want you to not let them trouble. Don't trouble them. I'm not going to tell your neighbor nothing. I'm not going to tell you to grab your neighbor. I'm just going to tell you that if God has done anything for you, then you ought to have a mind to tell your God, thank you. Don't let your neighbor trouble you. Put that neighbor on the other side of you, because if you are like me, all it takes is just a thought.
You see, when I think about the goodness of Jesus, is anybody going to go with me this morning? I come to the church to have a good time. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, am I talking to anybody? Think about it for a moment. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out. Darrell can't cry out for me. Sam can't cry out for me. Minister David, Reverend Davis can't cry out for me. But I got a mouth I can cry out for myself. Did anybody come to cry out to the Lord? Did anybody come to tell your God thank you? Is anybody glad to be in the house one more time? Anybody glad to shake off your shackles? Tell the devil you are lying, the truth ain't in you. For I know that I've been going through, but I'm glad that I'm going through. And I didn't stop in the midst of my trouble. Am I talking to anybody? Hallelujah, Jesus. It's all right to claim your blessing right now. Somebody said he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Now, how many of you know that to be a fact? That when I called on the name of Jesus, I had my mind made up that whatever I ask the Lord to do, the Lord is going to do just that. So I thank God for being my God. I thank God for being the one that we can depend on. Hallelujah! Yes, sir. You got to get to a place where you ought to have a hallelujah in your life somewhere. Sometimes when we're waiting on our answer, but it's not yet quite complete. But we do know that God is on the way. You can't tell it, let me tell it. I can't tell it, let God tell it. What the Lord God has done for all of us. But you know that it's yours and it's on the way. And all you got to do is claim it right now. Stop putting everything on the back burner. Stop worrying about, I've had it so hard. You think you had it hard? Look at somebody else's life. If you were to open up the book of somebody else's life, you say, Lord, I just want to thank you. See, every now and again, when you sit down in conversation and confidence with folk, and you find out some information that you didn't know beforehand, and it moves you in a mighty special way because everybody don't tell their business. Isn't it good that everybody don't tell their business? Because sometimes those that say that I'm praying for you are not praying for your good. They're just praying the Lord. They're speaking in an unknown tongue. But when you pray for me, I want you to be specific. Sometimes we get so secretive. It's all right to know that everybody got some trouble. Your trouble may be worse than mine. My trouble may be worse than yours. But we got the same trouble shooter. We got the same problem solver. We got the same one that's sitting high and looking down low. We got the same one that mama and them went to and we are going to right now. We got the same God that we are telling our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, there is a God somewhere. I feel like preaching this morning because God's been too good to me. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. God is a mighty good God, and he is worthy of all of our praises. I sit here and watch these women preach last week. I want to preach myself because when the preacher is in you, hallelujah, Jesus, it's just in there. And I'm glad it's in there. And every now and again, you got to let it out. Yeah, we got to get out of this thing. Sitting around acting like God wants us to entertain him. All he wants us to do is lift him up. For I heard thy Jesus when the praises go up. Oh, you don't want no blessings. You don't want no blessing because you're too proud. You don't want no blessing because you're ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You don't want no blessing because you're still on lockdown. But I thank God I've been delivered from lockdown. I've been delivered from believing everything he or thee or they are, they say, I'm going to believe what the Lord God said. Feeling good, feeling good. It's supposed to have been quick and sweet. But when the Spirit of God starts to move, see, that's why it's good to have an outline. But it's better to have a hookup with the Master. And he'll bring back to your remembrance the thing that you need to know. Hallelujah, Jesus. Am I talking to anybody in here? Woo! Yes. Hallelujah. See, sometimes you just got to be thankful for whatever it is. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Sometimes you feel like you want to throw your hands up in despair. But I come to tell somebody this morning to hold on and hold out. I'm going to trust what the Lord God can do. Now, I'm going to just follow up of the Sunday school lesson right quickly. We're going to call it a day because I got another one to do this afternoon. I'm going to talk to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. See, God can get you so excited. You get so full. And I like to get that full. But why are you going to come to God's house and not expect to get anything? Why you want to come to God's house and don't feel anything? You ought to feel something, and it ought to be something very familiar that resembles the love that God said that we ought to have one for another. Now, when we look at this text this morning, very briefly, there's a call of God to Abram. Now, for those of us that haven't heard the story, we are talking about Abraham, but he's not Abraham right now. Right now, he's Abram. That day that God spoke with him, not only did he hear God's voice, but he put things into action. He knew as we should that it is God that has made us and not we ourselves. Paul goes on to say that in Acts 17 and 28, for it is in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. So now, when we look here in the Acts of the Apostles, the Bible declared that Paul was there on this particular day. Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill, and he said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are just too superstitious. You are too religious. You know how you got some folk are just holier than thou. We got some folk that you can't even say how you doing. We got some folk that is always about their situation or their problem. But can you just back up for a moment? Can you let me have a little breather in there to let you know that I'm on the same page that you're on, that I got some problems too. And if you listen to me, I listen to you. The Bible declares, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. God's spirit that dwells within us is in a temple that was not made with the hand of man, but was made from the dust of the ground. And then God came back after he created us in his own image, breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and we are living souls. The Bible declared that neither is worship with men's hands as though he needed anything. God don't need you, seeing he give it to all life and breath and all things. You might want to put a pen there and read this again for your own consideration and spiritual growth. He had made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and have determined the time before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. You're going to be here until God say you're going. And when God say you're going, I don't care, doctor, specialist, or who it is, they can't do nothing about it. But thanks be to God when you're in the battle for your life, that there's something can help you along the way. So don't shun or turn your back on your help. They should seek the Lord, if happily they might seek after him. And they want to find him, though he be not far away from any of us. Are you not glad that when you needed to talk to the Lord, that you could call the Lord and you didn't have to worry about, I'm going to call Pastor Cade, I'm going to call Reverend Cade, and I'm going to ask him this, or I'm going to ask him that. Reverend Cade got just as many problems as you got. But I'll take the respect of trying to listen to you and tell you what I can tell you. But I want you to bank your thoughts and your actions on what the Word of God tells you to do. You got to learn how to open up the Bible and believe enough in yourself or your own comprehension that when I read the Word of God, if God said that I am somebody, I am somebody. Lastly, the 28th verse, which was our supporting text. For it is in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. So now we got to know that we are children of the Most High God. We got to know that God is the one that is right there by our side. We got to know if we are looking for a little wisdom. King Solomon instructs us to trust and have faith in God. He says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So he will guide us if we are willing to follow him. So as we look at this man, Abram, whom God chose to be his leader, to inherit the land of Canaan, Abram had to trust the word of God. He had to believe that God was who he said that he is. And I want to let you know this morning that God is a mighty good God. That God is worthy of all of our praises. And I just stopped by to let you know this morning that when God called on Abram, God called Abram to let him know that everything is going to be all right. But the Bible declared that when we look here, the Bible declared that Abram was with his father for a mighty long time. Father lived 205 years. That's a mighty long time to be on this place called the earth. And I want to thank y'all for being that kind of God that knows how long we have, knows how many hairs that are on our head. Realizes that sometimes we waste the time that God has given us to do what he wants us to do. For the Bible declared that when he was with his daddy was on his way to go to the city of Canaan, but he stopped in a place called Haran. His sons and his daughters and Abram's wife was also there with him. And as they went down from Ur of the Chaldeans to go down into the land of Canaan, they came unto Haran, and there they dwelt there. All the days of his life, the rest of his days, he was right there in that land. But I come to tell you this morning that the Bible spoke unto Abram. And the Lord said unto Abram, God, get thee out of the country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. See, in other words, he had given Abram his orders. He had letting him know, I want you to get up out of the place that you're living right now. I want you to get out of the country. I want to leave your family all behind that won't go with you. From all of your father's house unto a land that I will show you. I'm going to send you to a place that you've never seen before. But if you're obedient to the word of God, then you realize that you're going to do what God say do. The Lord told him that I will bless you. I will bless you and I will bless them that bless you. I will curse him that curse you. And I will be a family of the earth to be blessed. Everything you touch is going to turn into gold. Because I'm the King of kings. I'm the Lord of lords. Abram, I want you to depart as the Lord has spoken unto him. And Lot said unto him, Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all of their substance, and they gathered together all the soul that had gotten in Haran. See, every now and again, you ought to be a witness to who God is. For if you be a witness to who God is and let your light so shine, then God will also let his light shine in somebody else's life. So I stopped by to let you know this morning, when the Lord say move, that's when it's time to move. Don't just jump up and move because somebody said, I know of a better place. You got to know that God is there with you. You got to know that you're following the rule of a mighty God. The Lord appeared unto Abram and said, come unto thy seed, and I will give thee this land. Thou shalt build an altar unto the Lord, which appeared before him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain of the east of Bethel, pitched him a tent, and there on Bethel on the west. And I want to thank God for the Lord called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed going on unto the south. When God tells you to move, is there anybody in here got a mind to know that you got to move when the Lord God say move? It don't matter what nobody else say. But I stop by to tell you, when God got something in store for you, when there's a purpose in your life, can't nobody do with you what God got for you. For I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I found out in the word of God that the Bible declared that, and we know, that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to his purpose. I want to let you know that whatever you got going on, it might not be together right now. But if you hold on and hold out, God going to bring everything back together. God going to allow you to realize that when I say move, it's time to get up and move. I heard a song a long time ago that said, when the Lord gets ready, you got to move. And when the Lord tells you to get up off of that stool of do nothing, you better get up and say, Lord, here I am. Lord, whatever you want me to do. Lord, wherever you want me to go. Lord, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. For I realize that you are a mighty God. And those whom I foreknow, I know that you are a mighty God, the firstborn above many brethren. For over whom he did predestinate, he also called, and whom he called, he justified. Whom he justified, he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, if God be for us, who can be against us? I'm so glad that I got the Lord on my side. I'm so glad that I know God will be there in the midnight hour. Early in the morning, I can call on the name of Jesus. And I stop by Fowl's Chapel one more time in the name of Jesus to tell my brothers and my sisters that the Lord God is worthy. And when the Lord God said, get up out of this place and go over yonder to that place, when the Lord say move, it's time to move. Is there anybody in the house? Are you ready to move for the Lord? Or you got your mind made up that I'm not going to do like the other folk? When I come to tell you, you don't have to do like nobody, but you ought to have a mindset. For God I'll live, and for the Lord I'll die. Is there anybody in the house that got a mind to love the Lord? How many of you come to praise God? How many of you come to get your blessing? How many of you know that anything you ask of God, I can ask the Lord to do this, that, or the other, and my God stopped by to see about me? So I just stopped by to tell Fowl's Chapel, if you open up your mouth, open up your eyes, open up your heart, allow the Lord to come on the inside and ask the Lord to lean not unto your own understanding. But Lord, I want you to direct my path. Lead me to the right. Take me back to the left. But God, when I need to straighten up, let me look up to the hills, knowing where my help come from. Anybody need any help this morning? I come to tell you about the helper. The helper sits high and he looks down low. The helper makes a way out of no way. The helper will build you up. The helper will protect you all around. Can't nobody, 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 nobody do you like Jesus? Is there anybody that came to Fowl's Chapel this morning? Said, I come to love the Lord. I come to lift up the name Jesus. I come to tell my God, thank you. Is there anybody in the house? realize that your footsteps are getting a little bit shorter. Your hair is getting a little thin. Your eyesight is getting a little dim. But I'm going to creep on. I'm going to creep on until I get my crown. I'm going to walk while I can. I'm going to talk while I can. I'm going to tell God thank you while I can. Do I have anybody in the house that came to God's house to say it's not all about me? But when I examine myself, I realize that I need the Lord my God to do what nobody else can do. But when the Lord God told Abram, get up, leave everything you got, and go to a place you know not of. The key to Abram's success, faith, trust, and most importantly, obedience. If you will obey what the Lord God say do, you will see God begin to open up closed doors. He will begin to make you realize that it's going to be all right. He's going to reassure you that he's still the same God that was there with Abram, that was there with Lot, and that was there that brought these blessings. Now, Abram, as we know, started on that journey, that part of the journey, at 75 years old. Lord, you know, I'm just praying to get 75. Now, I see a whole lot of folk up in here 75 and up. So that encourages us. But none of us can declare how long we're going to be around. Don't worry about how long you're going to live. Make the best of your life while you live. That's the key to it all. God's blessings will forever be upon you when you trust him to be your God. As we stand to our feet this morning, we glorify and we thank God for being that kind of God that if you trust and believe in his word, the Lord can come by and say, get up, move from this place. That's job to job, church to church, house to house, friend to friend. We have so many things that we pick and choose. I ask you this morning to be like Joshua. Joshua says, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. Do know that for those of you that love God and are be called according to his purpose, God is going to bless you.